Innisfail. Although the positive case numbers of the Omicron variant continue to skyrocket across the province and the region, the town of Innisfail is not considering adding any new restrictions to provincially mandated measures at any public facilities. Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer, said last week the town could apply additional measures, but the town has been consistent in following provincial restrictions. At this given time, we have not had any discussions administratively to add additional requirements or restrictions over and above provincial requirements, said Becker, adding the town's Emergency Coordination Center, ECC, still meets to discuss the pandemic and its ongoing impact on the community. He added there have been no ECC discussions at this time to add more COVID restrictions. Only if the province comes up with some adjustments to their current restrictions for public amenities and programming, we would then have that conversation, but right now administratively we are not having those conversations, said Becker, who make it clear the town is not at this time considering altering or reducing attendance capacities at venues, specifically the Innisfail Arena, that have adult programming. Last October, well before the first case of Omicron was reported in Alberta, the town rolled out restrictions exemption programs, REP, for each adult user group at the arena, including rec hockey users and the Innisfail Eagles. And REP allows indoor recreation facilities to operate without most public health restrictions, although masks are still mandatory. All patrons aged 12 and older must provide valid proof of vaccination or proof of a negative rapid test within the last 72 hours, or documentation of a medical exemption. There is no restriction on attendance at adult user events. In recreation facilities where REP is not enacted, adult, 18 and older, indoor group classes and activities are not permitted, and adult competitions are paused except where vaccine exemptions have been granted. Capacity is limited to one-third of the facility's fire code, and attendees must be with household members only or two close contacts if they live alone. Youth sports, under 18, are permitted in facilities that have not enacted the REP as long as participants screen for symptoms, maintain 2-meter distancing and wear masks except while engaged in physical activity. On November 30, the first case of Omicron was reported in Alberta. On that date, the Innisfail local geographical area, which includes South Red Deer County, had 1,093 total COVID cases since the pandemic began, with 27 being active, 1,052 recovered and 14 reported deaths. As of January 5, Innisfail and the area had 1,183 total cases since March of 2020, with 67 being active, 1,100 recovered and 15 reported deaths. I don't foresee us changing that course of action, said Mayor Jean Barkley. We're operating our facilities at one-third capacity. I guess the alternative would be going full REP, but I don't see us doing that. We are doing that because we have to for adult programming. What we need to do, as hard as it is be somewhat patient with this. I don't think it's fully known the impact this particular variant, Omicron, is having as far as hospitalizations, added Barkley. I think we're a lot further ahead today than we were a year and a half ago in knowing things. I think we will just have to wait and see what the chief medical officer decides. However, Becker said administration is discussing recent provincial measures as they relate to staff in the workplace, such as the province's new isolation measures. Effective January 3, the COVID-19 isolation period changed from 10 days to 5 for people who have received at least 2 doses of vaccine and are symptom-free. We now need to revisit our administrative policies. What is our current policy and what is the new restrictions? How do they align or how do they don't align? Do we need to adjust our policies? Said Becker, adding the town is also looking at its business continuity plan, and whether services levels for the community need to be adjusted. If all of a sudden, we have an influx of COVID cases among staff, then obviously we need to adjust services levels, and then we look at what services we can adjust that we can provide to the community based on our ability to provide the service. With Omicron gaining momentum, we just want to make sure that we are aware and prepared if we need to make adjustments to some of our services.